Cleveland's magical year in sports rolls on, with the Indians celebrating their first American League Central title in nearly a decade. They clinched a postseason berth by beating rival Detroit on Monday. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, clinching the division on the Tigers' home field made a statement.
The Tigers have been treating the Indians like the little brother that was never, ever going to grow up and beat us out. The 3 years that Terry Francona had been here before the season, the Tigers are 41-19. Even in 2013, when the Indians won 92 games, that year, the Tigers were 15-4. And now this year,
it's 14-2 in favor of the Indians.
Right. And so not only did the Indians, win the Central Division, they wiped out the team that was trying to catch them. If they couldn't do it at home, they wanted to do it in Detroit. I can tell you that much.
A few weeks ago, Terry, we talked about a player on this team, Jose Ramirez, and you make the case that he's the team's MVP.
And that is a sentence I never thought I'd write in my lifetime. He had 219 in 2015. 219. Mm-hmm. This year, basically, Michael Brantley's hurt all year. He is Michael Brantley. He's had the kind of season Michael Brantley has, where he hits 350 with guys in scoring positions. He's a 300 hitter. He's one of the top guys in hitting doubles, drives and runs, plays every day, low maintenance kind of guy, no problems. And Amanda, the Indians are a team that Chris Antonetti should be executive of the year and Terry Francona should be manager of the year. And I know you recently talked to Chris Antonetti, and what did you come away with from that?
Yeah, the Cleveland Indians president. Well, he basically said that if we end up clinching the Central Division, which we have done, and we go to the playoffs, we do well there, we've done it the hard way, which is that we don't have one of the highest payrolls in the league. We're always at kind of a disadvantage attendance-wise, and if we do it, it's because it's a team effort.
Yeah, it was a bottom six payroll. The free agent they signed were kind of guys really neglected by other teams. Mike Napoli was cast aside by Texas. Party at Napoli's, kind of the rallying cry of the team. 34 homers. Rajay Davis cast aside by
the Detroit Tigers.
Both signed with the Tribe. Rajay Davis leads the league in stolen bases at the age of 35. But if you notice, the Indians are like a drama-free team off the field. The drama's on the field. 11 walk-off victories at home. It's stunning, man. That's a lot. You only play 81 home games. And I think that's what's happened this year, where this is a very enjoyable team because, as Chris Antonetti said to you, they did it the hard way. Francona might even say some ways they did it the right way, the old-fashioned baseball way. You did it with younger players, and then you did it with some smart trades, maybe some older guys you thought had something left but somebody else did not, and you kind of bring them together. And then frankly, it's up to Francona's coaching staff. Mickey Callaway, the pitching coach, is a big-time pitching coach, been able to really keep these guys together and help them develop.
Now, there's a few games left of the season. Do these games matter now that they've clinched the American League Central?
Well, Chris Antonetti told me he'd like to have the home field all the way through, but I think they have to be careful with that because you don't want to wear your guys down as you head into the playoffs. You don't want a tired team.
And you get home field advantage by having the best record?
In the American League.
Okay.
So, in other words, they'd have to have a better record than both Boston and Texas. And so, right now what is probably going to happen is they'll end up either playing Boston or Texas in the first round. Nobody's going to pick them to win, whoever they're playing. Nobody is going to pick them to win. Carlos Carrasco has a broken hand. Danny Salazar, who made the All-Star team, really hasn't done much of anything since the All-Star game in July, has a sort, first was a shoulder and then it was an elbow, whatever it is, it's an arm problem. And now, Kluber's got perhaps a growing problem, but I'll tell you this, I expect Kluber to pitch unless it's really bad. I just think that's the way he is. The analytics, as they say, the code word, let's say they got no chance.
Yeah.
But what I will say is they have had this kind of strange season with different heroes and strange things happen in a short series.
Well, it's certainly nice as an Indians fan to just enjoy that they've clinched it. We don't have to worry about a dramatic wild card game or anything. They're in the postseason, and we're just going to see what happens.
And Detroit had to watch the Indians celebrate on their field.
Well, that's sweet for us, huh?
Yes.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.